This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I told you, I'm the real champion. I told you, I'm the champion of the world.
All of you suckers bow. You come to Muhammad Ali. Why, I am the man.
I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick.
A lot of people would assume that it was Parkinson that got the best of Muhammad Ali. But I'm telling you, if boxing was the only way you could get Parkinson, then we'd all be all right because we could stop boxing. We're all having to deal with that Parkinson. There are a lot of people who are affected by this, and we need to find a cure. And I think Muhammad Ali highlighted that. He was a great boxer, but he could have been a great musician and still had to deal with the battle of Parkinson.
Acknowledging the life of Muhammad Ali here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we kick in our broadcast week on GCN and around the world all over. With the streaming technology that is, and our radio affiliates. Thanks for being here. We've got a great big show. In addition to talking Muhammad Ali and Parkinson's, we've got Dr. Andrew Wakefield scheduled. He's got The Vax, the movie, and it's it is a catastrophe, the cover-up to catastrophe, and we're going to talk about it and then head to the showing today, this afternoon, Winter Park, Florida, outside of Orlando. Dale Bigtree will be there, who was on early in the week, Polly Tommy as well. Also, Joni Abbott scheduled to join us talking about a new book from the Thinking Moms Revolution about grandparents, revolutionary grandparents in autism and healing, as well as Dr. Cornelia Franz is going to call in, a pediatrician in the Orlando area, and she is going to call in literally coming out of the screening of Vaxxed this afternoon, so we're going to get word from her as well. So, Super Don, when I say a big show, I mean a big show, and I'm not even mentioning Ian Clark from Activation Products. We'll talk ADHD
right.
with him, so wow. Oh,
the greatest. The greatest show right here.
The greatest for the greatest. Now, Muhammad Ali passing, did he die of Parkinson's? Did he die of an infection, a sepsis? What do you got? What's the news story saying about Muhammad Ali's passing?
Well, I mean, as everybody knows, I mean, it's hard, I think, pretty much for anybody not to know about what Muhammad Ali has been going through for a number of years now because he's such a, you know, just a figure in the public limelight. He had Parkinson's disease. He was hospitalized for some type of a respiratory issue. And when he was in the hospital battling that, he then passed away. The assumption is that quite often when someone has Parkinson's, they do develop respiratory issues, quite often leading to pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And then pneumonia then does very commonly lead to sepsis, which ends up causing someone to pass.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the thing where you could say, well, Parkinson's caused it. Well, Parkinson's does a lot of things, but what causes Parkinson's? And they say, well, the dopamine production is reduced. Why is the dopamine production reduced? Now, you look at it through allopathic eyes. They say, well, it's genetics primarily. And they'll sort of throw a little bone to the environment. But then they'll say, but there is not one or a number of environmental factors can operate on its own, right? You have to have some genetic issue. Now, recognizing that we do hear the reality of epigenetics, We recognize that whether you have a proclivity, predisposition, whatever you want to call it, for neurological degradation or dysfunction, it cannot manifest unless there are environmental triggers. So for them to say, oh, it's a genetic disorder, really, it does a disservice to those who may indeed suffer from Parkinson's because of the environmental triggers that would not have activated, were they not there, these so-called genetic predispositions. Now, in homeopathy, we know from the time of Dr. Samuel Hahnemann 200-plus years ago in Germany that we all have inherited genetic predispositions. They're called miasms, and they'll manifest based on lifestyle errors. And I'm not making a judgment from the standpoint, oh, he's high and mighty judging my lifestyle. I'm making a judgment based on observations of nature, of the natural world, and how this world operates. That if you don't give the body what it needs, and the body gets all the things it doesn't need to excess, and it wipes out the things that it needs, you can have a manifestation of any and all diseases, including neurological degradation like Parkinson's. And you heard George Foreman in the opening. He was the one commenting on Parkinson's and recognized that, hey, it's not just boxers that get Parkinson's. But if you get knocked around in the head enough, there are there's dementia induction due to repeated traumas. And there's also, of course, assault to the brain and nervous system via injection from birth with aluminum and mercury-containing vaccinations. And any and all of these can cause neurological degradation diseases, whether they call it Parkinson's or MS or autism or ALS. You name the disease, we can find common factors environmentally causing it to trigger in the people who have that susceptibility. But even if you don't have that susceptibility, if you get injected with enough toxic metals, for instance, mercury and aluminum, it doesn't matter if you never had a predisposition for a neurological degradation disease, it's going to impact your nerves to varying degrees, but ultimately greater degrees. Get enough flu shots with enough mercury, dementia and Alzheimer's is coming your way. There's also the factor of reduction or fear of cholesterol, with cholesterol-lowering medication, statin drugs, inducing what they'll call, oh, it's genetic, right? You have heart disease, right? Or dementia. Remember, cholesterol, protective of the myelin, part of the nerve integrity, nerve cell. You can also have deficiencies in silicon. Silica that people think of skin, hair, and nails, we think of it as all connective tissue and neurological integrity. Silica brain health. We've also talked about the use of CBD. And had Muhammad Ali and all boxers been ingesting high levels of CBD cannabidiol from hemp, that their brain and nervous system may have been protected and even regenerated to health. And these are things that are not considered. We won't even talk about Michael J. Fox and his penchant for hawking Diet Coke. Remember that? Aspartame, inducing neurological degradation as well.
No.
Now, when it comes to sepsis, as you said, pneumonia and sepsis, what do we do? In my book, Unlock the Power to Heal, that I did with Ty Bollinger, added an entire chapter on pulmonary, on lung issues. We can reverse pneumonia. We can nebulize silver into the lungs and reverse the infection associated with pneumonia and the blood poisoning. And, of course, doctors, physicians who are innovators, first adopters, are recognizing the use of silver, as Dr. Robert Becker identified many years ago in his book, The Body Electric, its ability to control and eradicate infection at microgram dosages, these ions. And they're doing intravenous flooding of the system without harm. Superdom, I'm working so intently now on finishing my book on silver, and it's going to blow people away what you can do with silver.
Yeah, it's kind of like that Windex thing in my big
fat
Greek wedding, right?
Yeah, it has many uses. It has many properties. If you know how to work with it properly, we can eliminate the perceived need of a lot of drugs, and that's why it's, you know, public enemy number one to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. At the same time, they're trying to adopt nano-engineer silver particles into their antibiotics to somehow make them work again. Would Muhammad Ali be alive today? I don't know. He wouldn't have died from sepsis or pneumonia if he had access to the things that I know about. What about Jim Henson? Also died of an infection, could have been saved. What about let's say, Superman, Christopher Reeve. Remember him in the movies? He had a paralysis scenario, injury, and he eventually died not of directly of the nerve injury because he was alive, but of an infection that ran out of antibiotics. We have the ability to address these things. Now, whether it was the punch drunk scenario of a boxer creating Parkinson's in Muhammad Ali, I don't know. But as George Foreman says, you don't have to be a boxer to get Parkinson's or neurological degradation or dementia, et cetera. That's why I bring all of these things into consideration here. Hopefully that's helpful, Super Don.
Yeah. You know, I remember, I mean, listen, mm-hmm. Ali retired in 1981. But, I mean, he had a guy was just larger than life. I mean, he won 56 out of his 61 fights.
Mm-hmm.
Just a true champion. I mean, there's no way that you'd be alive today and not have heard of or know who Muhammad Ali is. I know you're into boxing. Do you remember Ali when you were younger, when he was fighting?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, dude, he was a hero of all of ours. I mean, we wanted to, you know, be like Muhammad Ali. Now, he transcended racial divisions, and he also stood for something. Among many things he did, he said, "Nah, you're not drafting me for the Vietnam War. Why should I go over and fight people that did nothing to harm me?"
That's right. He ended up in jail.
Yeah, he did, and he lost his career for a few years. That
it was like his prime. He lost like 3 years of his prime fighting career.
And he stood for something. He did not go down and become cannon fodder like so many. Again, we don't blindly worship the military here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We respect it as the immune system of this country, used for defensive purposes, but to occupy and overthrow, not original intent, not a constitutional authorized use of our armed forces. And Muhammad Ali stood against that. He said no. And the Vietnam War, it would prove to be what he said. Absolutely a waste of money and many lives. And so, again, we respect Muhammad Ali for standing up for what is right. And, of course, sorry to see him go. I just remember in 1996, no one knew who was going to light the torch. And Muhammad Ali shows up at the last minute, and they hit him well until that moment. It was like one of those heart-opening moments where everybody around the world was incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, we dedicate today's show to Muhammad Ali, absolutely. And those of you in the battle for your children's life, go see the movie Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. We're going to see that this afternoon with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Polly Tommy, and Del Bigtree. I think that our friend Aaron Elizabeth from Health Nut News is going to be there as well. Dr. Cornelia Franz is going to join us, as well as Dr. Wakefield, Joni Abbott, Ian Clark, and more. Wow, we got a show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Scott Bell Show. All right, the movie Back. It's opening up, and it could open up wider wherever it's going to be. It's in Jacksonville. It's opening, and it opened here in Winter Park in Orlando and Sarasota, Florida. Regal Cinemas are hosting it. If you go, and I hope you do, whether there's Q&A afterwards with the filmmakers, the more you grab your friends, your family members, your loved ones, your doctors especially, to go, the more likely it is to be picked up into broader distribution and exposed to those who desperately need it. We've been covering the epiphanies, the awakenings of doctors who are going to see it, and we've got one who had been, who's been awake for a long time, a good friend of the program. We don't get her on enough, Dr. Cornelia Franz. She's also a pediatrician, physician, and she just literally stepped out of the theater to be on the program, and you saw the whole movie, right, Vaxxed?
Yes, I did.
Now, I have to ask your impressions, you know, knowing what you know. I mean, you're not like the typical physician who's not aware of this issue, but knowing what you know going in to see this, what was your impression?
You know, I've been trying to sum it up in one word, and it's hard, but it was fabulous. It'll evoke a roller coaster of emotions in practitioners who see it. I felt really validated about a lot of practices, policy and procedure practices that I've changed in my own over the last several years, and it was just brilliantly done. And I just enjoyed it. And I, as I came out, I kept thinking about, there's a quote I love from Schopenhauer who says, all truth is at first, word? It's first ridiculed, then violently opposed, and then accepted as self-evident.
Right.
And as far as these vaccines go, if you when you look at this information, it should finally be in the category of self-evident and really should no longer be ridiculed.
Yes. And now, again, you are someone who's been very aware of this as a pediatrician a long time ago, and yet we're still dealing with a great reticence and reluctance within the medical and physician community to, let's say, be exposed to this level of how would you describe it? Corruption, criminal behavior at the CDC? Because this film is supposedly not anti-vaccination, but it simply exposes corruption that is hiding links between vaccines and neurological manifestations of autism or other things.
Right. And I think a huge word, at least for the medical field, is deception, how thoroughly we have been deceived. I mean, I've been in practice a really long time, and I can remember the first year or two of practice, I questioned myself when I kept saying, this reaction is normal, it's normal. And then I started hearing the same thing, and it's validated in the movie. Millions of parents can't keep telling the same story if there's not truth to it. They're not in cahoots together.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2009, I called Merck, because February 2009 is when Merck quit making the separated measles, mumps, rubella together. I mean, they made them quit making them separate. And so I called Merck, and I said, why did you do this? And they said, well, because the bodies that be, the AAP, the AAFP, all these alphabet agencies said it's okay. And I said, well, would you please send it to me in writing? I'm a physician, and I want to know why you will no longer make them separate, because I have tons of patients who would vaccinate separate. And they said, we can't do that. And I said, well, you're lying to me then about something.
Mm.
And that was brought up in the movie, too, that, you know, if you give these vaccines separate, there has never been an issue with them separate. And I also did antibody titers on many patients and found I got better responses when we could give them separated.
Sure, and that's some of the point that Dr. Wakefield made originally as well.
Yeah. So it was, for me, it was just incredible because it totally validated things I'd already been seeing for 30 years in practice. It validated the information that I know because I love teaching my class on vaccines. And yes, nobody is really opposed to things that are beneficial, but it is so clear now that the MMR is not beneficial and causes more harm than good as a triple vaccine. And it's evidence. This is not emotional. This is not people making it up. It's the facts.
Yeah, and you know, remember as well, if they lied to us about and are lying to us about the MMR at the CDC, what else are they lying about? Merck is in a lawsuit, I don't know, for its life over the mumps issue, where their researcher spiked the mumps, the blood, with rabbit's blood to show efficacy that wasn't there as well. And now Harvard is canceling its graduation because of a mumps outbreak in 100% vaccinated population. Cornelia Friend sticks around, and Dr. Wakefield shows up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora.
and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
That's the movie playing well in more and more places. Thanks to everybody coming out enthusiastically supporting this message, a very important message of fraud within the CDC and how that may compromise the health of your children and maybe yourself in the future if the CDC has its way, along with the pharmaceutical industry that has purchased its influence. The special guest right now joining as well with Dr. Cornelia Franz is a friend that I met many years ago. Was it the Health Freedom Expos where we first met, Dr. Wakefield?
I think it was. Yeah. Down there is it Orange County?
I think so. We connected via phone. You were so gracious to come on the show with a humble homeopath with a bad attitude interviewing you, and we had a great discussion on gastroenterology and what we have seen in our patients, the kids as well. And you have just exuded such what would I say, compassion for especially the families and the children. Ever since I met you, you have this energy about you. I was just, you know, it just warmed to you immediately, and I appreciate you so much. Now, of course, things are ramping up in ways we had only hoped they would many years ago because of this movie you worked on with Del Bigtree and Polly Tommy and Brian Hooker and others. Vaxxed, it's showing in Winter Park. We're going to be together this afternoon at the Winter Park showings later this afternoon, and it's opening in Sarasota and Jacksonville as well. But having said that, Dr. Wakefield, hang in there. I know you're on ridiculous time zones and barely awake, but I'm glad you're here with us.
It's great to be here again, Rob. Thank you very much.
So the reception, as I'm watching through Periscope, the Q&As afterwards, the sheer magnitude of the families, the numbers of families and kids who have been impacted, I guess we sort of figured one day they couldn't keep this under wraps because too many people, too many kids would be impacted.
Yeah, you know, and the wonderful thing about the audiences is they're made up of maybe about a third to a half of families directly impacted by this, children with autism, other family members injured by vaccines, and then the others, people who just are interested. They want to hear, they want to know, they don't know the subject, but they realize that this is important, and that is the target audience. That is the people that we need to get to, because they need to know. People need to understand. It's no good just preaching to the choir, but we have to keep this energy and this momentum going. And so my plea to your listeners, to people out there, is please do not let up on this. What happens here in Florida is so key, because it's Regal Theaters. If it succeeds here, it will open up in Regal Theaters across America. So please, 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 I cannot emphasize, it is your duty and your obligation. If you have any interest in the future of this country, invested in its children, you must see this film.
I mentioned it to one of my son's friend's family. He's 16, and he's high-functioning Asperger's, vaccine-injured. His father acknowledges that, and I told them about it. They went and saw it Friday, the whole family, and I believe their son is going to come with us to see it again and wants to meet you. He's 16. And the profound impact it's having, as well as on physicians like Dr. Cornelia Franz, who she revealed to us just a moment ago that she actually contacted Merck when they stopped making the individual components and made only the MMR. Dr. Cornelia Franz, you're on with Dr. Andrew Wakefield.
Hey, great to talk with you guys.
So tell Andrew how your impression about the film. I know he's eager to hear it, especially when other physicians see it.
It set off like a roller coaster of feelings and emotions, all of them positive. It's, you were able to put down the evidence and the things that I've been researching and seeing for my entire career. The parents are amazing, that they tell the same stories that I heard. My kid was fine until this, then they were just gone. Everybody knew about the whistleblower stuff. That was just incredible, but it's so, it was like bittersweet, terribly sad for the families and incredibly rejoicing that this is being exposed. And what I told Robert was, in 2009, I called Merck because it was February of 2009, they quit making the components separate. And I asked them to please send me something in writing, why? And they told me they couldn't. And I called them out and I said, well, you're lying to me about something. And I never could get it in writing. And so I knew then that there was a problem. And also, I'd been doing titers on kids for months, for the whole MMR titer, but I had noticed that the mumps were very often negative. And then when the whole thing came out about Merck falsifying their studies, suddenly so many things fell into place. So the movie, it's so incredibly informative, and I'm so happy to see something at a huge venue that does need to get to everybody. I'm hoping it'll come out on DVD and, you know, and then just kick butt, because I would like all people to see it, all parents to see it.
Andy, this is a great response.
It's a great response, and I would say this, you know, to all physicians. You know, you read the reviews in the newspapers from people who've never even seen the film. To see it, to review a film, you've got to have seen it, and it's just a measure of how desperate they are that people are writing these negative reviews saying it's an anti-vaccine movie, never having seen it. It's about fraud at the CDC. It's about accountability. It's about the deception of the American government and the American people. That's what this film is about. So please ignore the reviews you've seen. get to the movie and then write your own reviews. Get them out on Facebook. Get them out on Twitter and tell the world what this film is really about. The more doctors that get to see it, the better. And I can promise them. I can promise them that they will not be the same person coming out of that movie theater as they were going in.
Dr. Cornelia Franz, I want to ask you again as well. How are you able to see through all of the public relations campaigns against Dr. Andrew Wakefield since 97, 98 particularly, when they said, you know, about his observational publication, if you will, in Lancet? So how were you able to see through that over these years?
Well, first I'm going to always say it was probably some divine spark in me that could. But I knew that the thing, I was seeing it in my patient population, so I knew it was true. You know how when you know the truth, it just hits you and there's no invalidating it, no matter what anybody says. But the research that he did was accurate and matched what I was seeing in my patients. Then I was able to Google, it's been a few years, but Wake Forest University, which is my alma mater, actually, and then two other universities repeated his study. And I remember Wake Forest did it with 275 kids, did it the way he did it, and got the same results. And I went, you know, you can't ignore that. And that stuff was obviously not mainstream because they wanted to keep you as a villain. But it never was. It just never was. And the work you did was accurate. And I've seen patients who saw you and Dr. Kreisberg. And I've always just been more concentrated on taking care of the patient and what's right for them than a lot of the hoopla. So I deviated CDC.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Andy.
No, I was going to say, you know, the parent story is so important. And when I was in a screening of the movie two nights ago and someone said, well, why has no one else been able to reproduce your findings? And I said exactly that. I said the findings have been reproduced time and again. The bowel disease is now the most consistent finding in autism research worldwide. But you never hear about that. Why? Because the bowel disease is synonymous with vaccine injury, and therefore that, too, has to be dismissed in the media, and the media are bought and paid for.
Yes.
So thank heavens for people like Robert Scott Bell, who gets out there and tells the truth to people, because that's where people need to go for the truth now, the mainstream media.
Andy, I remember the first time I interviewed you on the air, I was a little nervous because I was just, you were one of my heroes for standing up to the what I call the bad guys, and we compared notes, if you will. We just chatted about what I've observed in the kids that were coming to me, and it was identical, just like Cornelia Franz is saying, what she observed, and then that there is validation that they have reproduced it, and that story, as you know, because the mainstream media is pharmaceutically conflicted and bought, was not getting out. So you really had to aggressively go to find it or be open enough to recognize that we were being lied to, which is not a comfortable place to be the first time you recognize that.
Yeah, it's so sad that the parents' stories are dismissed as anecdote, however many tens of thousands of times that it's repeated. But what people don't understand is medicine is in its purest form an art, not a science. It is about listening and acting upon the story told to you by the patient, examining the patient and interpreting that story. The science comes later, but the art of medicine is taking that parent's or patient's story and validating it or not, using your clinical skills. And that's what medicine should be and what medicine always has been until now. And now it's become this sort of nebulous concept that's so mired in financial conflict of interest that no one really knows what it is. And I hear Paul Offit talking about parental anecdote and how easy it is to dismiss, and yet then he goes on to talk about how he got involved in vaccines due to an outbreak of measles in Philadelphia that apparently killed six children. That's anecdote. It's not science, it's anecdote, but it was sufficient anecdote to persuade him to invest his entire career in this field. His anecdote is fine, but the parent's anecdote is easily dismissed. That is hypocrisy, Dr. Offit, and you need to know it.
Yeah, and observation is the root of all science, and of course it is a selective, we call them skepducks here. These are the people that quack when they see something they don't like, because as Del Bigtree has come out very strong as producer of the film talking about that the vaccine paradigm whether it originated this way or not, is now operating as a religious belief system, not as a scientifically validated method of disease prevention.
Yes, I think this is more, the deeper I go into this, and you know this as well, having researched it, the deeper you go into it, the more you realize that it is a quasi-science. It is dressed up as science and published as science. And in fact, you scratch the surface and it's very, very flimsy. And this story told to us by William Thompson about the fraud committed at the CDC exemplifies that par excellence. You don't need to go any further. And you can say now, look, if they've lied about this, what else have they lied about? You have to believe that their agenda is to crush any notion that there is an adverse vaccine reaction in any child. And to do that, they will distort the science and destroy the individuals who try and publish valid vaccine safety science.
Well, I'm just pleased as can be that Dr. Wakefield's standing tall in what is right. And, of course, we're going to see him and Del Bigtree and Polly Tommy and others. And I hope you all go see Vaxxed, the movie. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Cornelia Franz was there earlier. Maybe she'll be back. We'll see her there, perhaps. But really great physicians out there standing up doing what's right. They need the love and support to wake up and wake others up in the community. Stick around. We got one more segment to go. And then Joni Abbott talks about a new book from the Thinking Moms Revolution after the break.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin and it instantly increases your magnesium level. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're in a city where Vax is playing, go out to that theater, bring your friends, your family, your doctors, everybody to go see it. Of course, opening in Florida here at the Regal Cinemas in Jacksonville, Winter Park, and in Sarasota. I want to shout out to our friends at Sovereign Silver Natural Immunogenics. They're doing some angel ticket purchases for those in Sarasota as well. And Dr. Cornelia Franz just saw the film earlier this morning and got out to call us. She's still on with us, and Dr. Wakefield. Dr. Franz, you had mentioned what you felt was an important message to your fellow physician community about the film.
I do. I feel that every family practice and pediatrician should see this movie. It is so incredibly powerful. It is the truth. It is factual. Whether you believe in the issue or not, they should see it. And, I mean, my strongest opinion is if you don't watch it, you shouldn't get to have any kind of say in what goes on because you're not informed. It's just that good. And, it's again, it's facts. This is not an incredibly labile, emotional thing. It's the facts, and everybody needs to know.
And Dr. Wakefield, there have been physicians, some going voluntarily, some being dragged by their family members or patients, and there have been some transformations, not the least of which we talked to Del Bigtree about early in the week, Dr. Rachel Ross from the Doctors Television Program.
Yeah, we've had some extraordinary reactions. One pediatrician was dragged in, and I believe it was Santa Ana. He sat in the front row. He was prepared to be completely skeptical. He said at the end, he stood up in front, said to everybody, "I can never practice medicine in the same way again. I will write a medical exemption for anyone who wants one." We had another physician who said, "I'm going to have to get myself a therapist because I now have to deal with the damage that I have inevitably done to children." So people must go. People must get informed. Please do not speak to your patients from a position of ignorance, because that is a very dangerous position from which to speak. See the film. Get informed. By all means, disagree with it. Have an opinion one way or another, but see the film, get informed.
The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, themovie.com will get you there if you're not sure where to go see it. This is the thing I've mentioned, you know, and I've been hard on the physician community, but not as hard as some of my friends like Dr. Batar, who is a physician, You know, just as you're saying, you don't have a platform that's legitimate to speak if you don't know all of the facts. And also, I say to be compassionate to those who come to the film and wake up and have that response of, oh my God, what have I done? And there's, as you said, that doctor says, I'm going to need therapy, because once you realize that, again, as a physician, you know, very intelligent, not discarding that, but it is a hard thing to recognize that you have been duped and lied to, just like we all were.
Yeah, I think Rachel Ross put this so well, the doctor in the movie, famous, you know, celebrity doctor, completely for vaccine, changed her mind completely, just had a baby. And her baby's 9 weeks old, and all her friends who just had babies as well are saying to her, wow, your baby is so advanced. She's doing things a month out that she should not yet be doing. Amazing. You know, she's so sharp and smart, and my child isn't doing the same thing. Why not? And she's sitting there thinking, well, maybe now I know why not. So please, 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 it is so important that you get informed and watch this movie. Get your friends there. And I say this to them, Robert. I say, people say, I've talked to my doctor, I've talked to my family, they don't want to come. And I say, listen, you say to them, I will give you $100 if you will come to this movie and you will promise me to be honest and tell me that when you leave that movie, you are the same person as you were going in. And if you're not, then you don't get to keep the money. But if you are the same person, you can take the $100. And I promise you, anyone saying that will keep their money.
You can't witness this movie, Dr. Friends, and not be changed, I imagine.
No, you can't. You can't. And I understand how both those doctors felt, because I went through that years ago. And the moment when you do realize that you have probably been hurting children and that has been your life's work is one that is very transforming. And then really listening to parents about medical, well, their stories on medical exemptions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Every autistic patient who's already autistic gets an exemption with me. And then we look at the family history and reactions, and there are many who I will grant because I know it's the safer thing.
All right, Dr. Friends, thanks for joining us from the film Vaxxed as well that you were just attending. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, we'll see you later today. And whether it's a Q&A session or not, please take your friends, family, go see the movie. Dr. Wakefield, God bless you. Thank you for everything you do. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.